relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. Welcome, dear friends, to America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. But most important of all, it's keeping you up to date with the news that matters. Perhaps the most important of all right now is the fate of the election 6 weeks ago. An individual who is right at the center of that storm is the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. And we are honored to have him on America First right now. AG Paxton, welcome.
Hey, thanks. It's a Friday afternoon, a great day.
It is a great day. We're very grateful for you joining us here for our millions of listeners across the nation and also viewers on YouTube. Can you give us the latest update on how many states are with you and what is the key argument that the Lone Star State has brought with regards to the general election?
Okay, so we have 18 states that have signed on to an amicus brief in support of our efforts. We have another six states that have filed, that actually have intervened as parties against the other four states. So it's now seven states suing four states. And I believe the president intervened as well, and some congressmen, over 100 congressmen intervened. So it's been an interesting day. Here's our argument. Texas spent like the last 8 months fighting off these efforts by judges and local officials to expand mail-in ballots beyond what the legislature would allow, and to stop, you know, identifying signatures. We fought up all kinds of losses. I think we won 12 straight lawsuits. And had we lost any one of those, we would have been in the same position as Georgia or Wisconsin. And our argument is this. These states had state laws that they did not follow. Local officials just overrode. So the laws were different, or the rules were different. The laws were the same in each of these states. The rules were different in every county that decided to change the rules. And therefore, these elections, like, we just don't know how valid they are. There were 2.5 million ballots that were sent in. So they had no signature verification. And so we can't even go back and figure out whether any of them were valid or all of them were valid. And our argument is that the U.S. Constitution provides that these state legislators are to set up the rules and the laws as it relates to how federal elections are done. And in this case, they didn't follow those laws.
I'm not a lawyer. You're a very powerful man as the Attorney General of Texas, but I'm just going to pretend to be devil's advocate right now. What I'm hearing from the mainstream media is the following. This is an irrelevant case. Texas isn't hurt by the decisions of other states. You can't be a party to this action. If somebody in Pennsylvania wants to complain about what Pennsylvania did to them, then they could sue their own state. What is your response to that argument from the legacy mainstream media, A.G. Paxton?
My response is that they're wrong, and here's why they're wrong, because My citizens are disenfranchised because this is a national election. It's not a Pennsylvania-only election as it relates to the president. It is a national election. And so if there is illegal balloting going on, which there was, in these states that affects the outcome of the election, that changes the election potentially, then that disenfranchises not only voters in Pennsylvania. That is correct. It does disenfranchise voters in Pennsylvania, but it also disenfranchises voters in my state and every other state that followed the law, because the election can no longer be determined to be accurate. We do not know if those 2.5 million ballots are accurate. We can't even go back. They took the genies out of the bottle. They destroyed, they separated the ballot from the signatures, but they didn't verify the signatures.
He's standing in the breach for justice. Follow him right now. Ken Paxton TX on Twitter, and also his official account for the official news from the AG's office is TXAG. That's Ken Paxton TX and TXAG on Twitter. General Paxton, can you tell us what the legal remedy is that you are seeking? Because we have so many problems with the individual suits being brought by America's mayor and the great people on the president's team, because they flouted the law, whether it was decision by Justice Alito in his capacity as a federal circuit court judge when he said to Pennsylvania, don't co-mingle those late arriving ballots. They must be separated. And we know that these ballots that were provided in fashions that go against the constitutional requirements of the election were now so mixed in with everything else that we cannot find what's legitimate and what isn't legitimate. What would you like to see? What is Texas demanding be the eventual status of the results in those battleground states?
So you are correct that they had done this in a way, and maybe it was purposeful, maybe it wasn't. They separated the ballots from, which they had to do eventually, but they didn't determine whether these were legitimate ballots. And so we can't go back now. It's like the evidence is gone.
Yeah.
And so the remedy has to be something like the Supreme Court tells the legislature, you need to pick your own legislators based on what you think the people of your state
You mean
want.
They have to pick the Electoral College slate?
Yeah. This is what many states used to do and have done in the past, and so we're suggesting that the legislature be the ones responsible for representing their people.
And what is the sense? Is there any feedback you're getting? Is there any kind of resonance? What is the expectation? I am personally, as an American citizen, as a person who chose this nation and who is a voter, I am very impressed that your case has already been met by support from 18 other states. Are you feeling robust? Are you feeling ebullient? Or are you concerned that given what the propensity is amongst the judicial class, that they really don't like to overturn the results of elections, whether they're fraudulent or not?
I'm not asking them to overturn the election. I'm asking them to acknowledge that this election had problems, that these states did not follow the U.S. Constitution and that matters. They did not follow their own state law and that matters. That there were ballots cast that were fraudulent and we don't know which ones they were and that matters. I'm asking them to provide a remedy that will create more fairness. It will not be the perfect result that we could have had if people had fought this up front and stopped the genie from being released from the bottle. But that is where we're at.
You're clearly doing your part, and more power to you, and we commend you for doing it. Is there a role for the average citizen, the average voter to play in this process? Every day we get calls saying, hey, can individuals sue? Can they bring a case against their own state for what's happened to their votes? Or is there a way that they should express their desire for fair and free elections? Is there something you advise all, not just Texans, but all Americans with regards to this election as to what they should be doing?
Sure. First, pray.
Yes.
Pray that the Supreme Court will actually give us a chance to be heard, because we don't have anywhere else to be heard. This is our only place we can file. If it's state, it's seven states now versus four states. We can't file in district court. We can't file in state court. We have only one place to be heard. And if the U.S. Supreme Court says no, then we just don't get heard, which is in our judicial system is unheard of. You're supposed to be heard at least once.
Yeah.
So I would say that. And then I'd say, look, if you're in one of those states, first, whatever state you're in, if your AG is a part of this and suit was part of the lawsuit, then I would say encourage your attorney general. Say thank you. If your attorney general is not, then I would encourage your attorney general to get involved and care.
Pray, approach your attorney general, encourage them, because this has, the only place this can be decided is in the Supreme Court and then the specific state houses where they should be choosing the state of electors. He's Texas's attorney general. Follow him, Ken Paxton, TX, and also at TXAG on Twitter. Last question for you, Attorney General Paxton. What is the timeline? How soon, everybody wants to know this, how soon must the Supreme Court hear this case for it to have any relevance at all?
Well, I'm hoping now that I've talked to you that they'll decide it. I think they were just waiting for you and I to have this conversation.
You're a very modest man, and I appreciate the flattery. But seriously, what is the deadline?
You know, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I don't know when they're going to make their decision, but they can craft a remedy that works within the time period that we have. I mean, they could hear the case like immediately. And they could put a stay on electors, you know, meeting and voting. I think as long as we have this done before January 20th, you know, that it's better to have the right result than to speed this up and have the wrong result and have people not confident, not just in this election, but not confident in any election going forward.
Yeah.
And that's the real issue here. So what happens in the future? Nobody's going to trust any election.
It's this election and every future election in this republic. God bless you, Attorney General Ken Paxton. You heard him. Let's pray together. Let's approach our attorney generals if they haven't joined Texas. And let's get this case heard in the Supreme Court. Keep doing what you do, sir. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live across the nation, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Next up, the Heritage Foundation's Jim Carafano.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com Friday. Welcome, my friends. Yes, indeed. This is the segment sponsored by the best gun sight company on the planet, GunBroker.com, where you can find all the guns and accessories, even ammunition. I know it's tough right now that you need. If you're a gun enthusiast, shooter, hunter, or plinker, bookmark GunBroker.com and visit it every day, just like I do. Right now, I've got my eyes on a beautiful thing. I've never seen it before. The CZ-75 is a great classic handgun, but there's a company called Guncrafter that makes the whole weapon out of case-hardened steel. Beautiful, beautiful kind of pattern. I'm watching, keeping my eyes on that auction. We are delighted to be working with GunBroker as our title sponsor every Friday. Celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now to discover the perfect deal. And ammunition, guys, it's where it's at, GunBroker.com. We are back with the man who, with every single tweet, is preventing World War III. He is our good buddy, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, the conservative mothership for all matters national security and foreign policy. We go to James Carafano. Follow him at JJ Carafano right now. We're going to talk about breaking news. We're going to talk about SecDef choices, the Abraham Accords, the NDAA, if we can, Jim. But first things first, big question from our caller earlier in the first hour. Best ever war movies.
So let me talk about a couple of films that are underrated. And and the best of all is you can actually probably get them on YouTube. So one is called A Walk in the Sun, which is an incredible film with Dana Andrews about a platoon in Italy having to assault this German position. And it's great because it's about the human dynamics of, and it's fabulous.
So just a tactical, you know, it's just a low
level
operation.
It's a tiny little moment in history. It's fiction, but
A Walk in the Sun.
Walk in the Sun. Okay. And a very similar film called Attack with Jack Palance.
Oh,
Which is Eddie Albert is this cowardly captain who orders Jack Palance to do this suicide mission, again, kind of take this farmhouse. Again, just a beautiful little movie just put together with unbelievably great acting.
Great recommendations.
And I think they're all on YouTube. And there's another one, and I'll probably get this wrong. I'm sure somebody will call in and give me the right title. But there was a terrific Steve McQueen movie. Steve McQueen, Bob Newhart.
Oh my gosh.
James Coburn.
Wow.
Really an all-star cast. It's an ensemble cast. It's a again, it's about a screw up who they sent to the front in the waning days of World War II on the Siegfried Line. A squad is holding a position for a battalion.
Wow.
And the Germans counterattack. And it's a weird film because it's actually got humor and stuff in it, but it's just beautifully done.
A bit of Kelly's Hero?
No. I think it's called The Expendables. I'm wrong. Somebody will call and give me the right title. Tremendously
so
awesome.
So McQueen, Coburn, Newhart.
Yeah. Wow. Just a great. And again, another one of these small dynamic studies. And you know, as long as we're on films that really kind of talk about the human thing, 12 O'Clock High,
uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then another Steve McQueen film, which I also can't remember, The War Lovers, that's the name of the film, in which he plays a pilot who is addicted to danger, bomber pilot in World War II. All these films, sit down and watch them all back to back. It's about the small little dynamics of men under fire. It's awesome.
So there I am being pedestrian, talking about The Guns of Navarone, Where Eagles Dare, Bridge Too Far, and Band of Brothers, and we're getting gems, some I haven't even ever heard of. We got A Walk in the Sun, Attack with Jack Palance, 12 O'Clock High, and The War Lovers. Well, I know what I'm doing this weekend. Follow this man right now, JJ Carafano, on Twitter at the Heritage Foundation. If you haven't joined, do it now, heritage.org. So let's talk about the piece you wrote recently. We have a name from the putative president-elect alleged Biden for sec def, a general. Tell us a little bit about this putative choice.
Well, so here's – I love the question, right? If there is a Biden team, what matters is what would a Biden president want from defense? And this is very illustrative. Trump never had – let's be honest. Trump never had a team at the Pentagon he was comfortable with.
No.
Just a fact. Let's be honest about it. Yet, 4 years of unrelenting progress in readiness and capabilities in the military – because that's what the president wanted. And we document this. U.S. Heritage U.S. Index of Military Strength objectively evaluate every year in and year out. Trump, we got better defense because that's what the president
but
wanted.
But can I tell me if I'm completely off, you know, tack here. Didn't you say recently, didn't Heritage say that that's the case, but we're not ready enough?
Right. I think that's true because we're a global power.
So what's missing? Can we talk about that for a second?
You know, it's just more. Right?
More of the same.
You just got to, when you start fixing stuff, you know, it's like your rehab, right?
Yeah.
Halfway through, you're twice as...
My knee rehab. Thank
right.
you. I haven't had a drink for 14 years. Thank you very much.
Okay. So you can move half twice as good as you could after the surgery, right?
Right.
But you're still not back 100% yet, and you have to keep with the rehab until you're done.
Right.
Same thing here. Look at the Obama years. The defense was terrible.
Yeah.
We documented historic decline in readiness and capability under Obama. Why? Because that's what the president wanted.
Yeah.
So what does Biden want? We don't know. He really didn't talk about the campaign trail. All we know is we have all the same Obama people back, and they did a terrible job last time. That's all I can say.
Doesn't it, and this isn't a political question, does it speak to just a lack of imagination? These names, it's like going back to the old drawer of socks. I mean, it's not. There's nothing imaginative with these personnel choices.
I don't think that's the intent. When you make Susan Rice
yeah.
the head of the
Domestic Policy Council?
What that basically means is Domestic Policy Council will rule over the National Security Council.
Yeah.
Literally,
which is strange because she has no background in domestic policy.
We should just call it Obama 3.0.
Yeah. That's a good name for an article.
Have
you written that article, Jim?
No, not yet. But I think that's a I just think that's a reality. And look, Lloyd Austin is a great patriot. He is a terrific leader. He's a great military leader. But the reality is you don't need a general to run the Pentagon. Pentagon's got lots of generals. You don't like your generals, fire them, get new generals. A Secretary of Defense is really good if they could deal with all the people who deal with the Pentagon. The press, the president, the National Security Council, the Congress. Mattis was a great general. He was arguably a very mediocre Secretary of Defense because he couldn't handle all those external constituencies. One of my favorite Secretaries of Defense all time, Melvin Laird, look him up. Unbelievably talented man, ran rings around Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon. Not an easy thing, my friend. Why? Not because he was in the Navy during World War II. He had stint in the Navy. It was because he had a career in politics. He knew how Congress worked. He knew how politics worked. He knew defense policy. He was a master Jedi. Some of the most effective Secretary of Defense are the ones with political skills. People forget Eisenhower was a great president, not because he was a great general. He was a great general who also happened to have tremendous political skills. There's those political skills that made him a great president. The military capability just laid on top of that. How many military guys become really great politicians? Very, very few.
Very few.
Colin Powell, let's be honest, mediocre as a politician. Being a great general really just prepares you to be a great general. Now, you may do other things really well. I know Jeff Bono is a former chief of staff, turned out to be a fabulously successful businessman. Right. Who knew? But just because you're a general doesn't mean you're going to be a great businessman, you're going to be a great philanthropist, you're going to be a great anything.
It's a different skill set entirely. And to read about that, check out Anything by Victor Davis Hanson. We are with Jim Carafano here on America First. Follow him on Twitter at JJ Carafano. Back after these messages. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
And we forgot great war movies, Black Hawk Down, and especially the most recent one, 1917. Thank you, guys. Those are the discussions we have in the break. We are back with our good buddy, Jim Carafano. Before we get back to our discussion of national security, thank you, guys, for the amazing support. We have blown through three of our targets for the Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Program. 1,500 kids who have a mother or father incarcerated this Christmas. You're helping them. The donation of $22 gets that girl or boy a Christmas gift, also a children's Bible, and a note, a message of love from their mother or father in prison. If you haven't donated, it is one of the greatest things you can do this Christmas. Be a Christmas angel. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, the Angel Tree banner right at the top. Click it, and it's super simple. If you want, you can call the Prison Fellowship directly, 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Angel Tree is waiting for your donations so you can help those children. More than 2.5 million of them in America. God bless you all. Jim, we have to talk about it because the mainstream media won't. Did you expect in this strange twilight zone between the election, the Electoral College, and the inauguration to have another country be added? It's the fourth. Isn't Morocco the fourth country in the Abraham Accords?
It is. I gotta go back to the movies
Stop. He's on his phone right now.
The title I forgot was Hell is for Heroes.
Hell is for Heroes.
It's a great forgotten
Steve
movie.
Steve McQueen.
And then that same year he made War Lover, and the next year he made The Great Escape, another great movie. Followed in 1966 by The Sand Pebbles, another really good film. I mean,
Jim, we're finished with movies. Okay?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Back to work.
Sorry, real stuff.
Morocco. Did that surprise you?
No, because the administration is going to focus on this. If they're in office 4 years and a month, or they're in office
a month,
they're gonna work as hard as they can and plow forward on this.
How significant is this to have four countries now?
Well, it builds an enormous amount of momentum, and it gets us towards, I think I've said this on the show before, what we've always needed, The problem is really since the 1960s or the 1950s, really, we either jump into the Middle East with both feet and try to fix everything and screw right. everything up, or we try to turn them back and ignore it, and the whole place burns down. We've never had a foreign policy of sustained engagement that puts some skin in the game, but we're not the world's babysitter, but keeps the region moving in the right direction. This president has done something which I think no president has done since the end of World War II. They've come on a scheme to bring long-term stability to the region and make it less of a problem for the rest of us, and actually a net positive in terms of peace and security. And that is a collective security framework that includes the Arab states and Israel, which also includes economic integration, which grows jobs and prosperity. It's a bloc against Iran. It holds down transnational Islamist terrorism in the region. It keeps China from encroaching. It limits the space where Russia can do anything. It keeps the great powers out. It keeps America in. It's genius.
I have to say, you know, I was on the inside when all that began, and it would be nice to have you on the outside confirm or deny what I saw. One of the most remarkable things about the president in general, and specifically when it applied to the Middle East, is he just didn't care about conventional wisdoms or sacred cows. Just because we did something a certain way for X number of decades, he says, so what? So it was that ability to come in and say, talk to me about new things that made a difference.
What Donald Trump proved is that sacred cows make excellent hamburgers. look, if there's a Biden presidency, it puts all of this at risk. You rush back to an Iran deal, which essentially picks up where we left off. They've been cheating. They're enriching at 12 times the authorized limit.
Right.
They're sponsoring transnational terrorist groups. Just 2 years ago, they did four different terrorist plots, or tried four different terrorist plots to kill people in Western Europe. If you unleash that on the world, you have the potential to undermine everything that's going on. And to say, well, we're going to go back to the deal without preconditions, I don't even know what that even means. And it would just, you cannot erase the last 4 years. And what the last 4 years is a president who's proven that you can contain Iran, you can diminish the risk without, at the same time, shoveling cash in to make them a worse problem.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know how they square the circle on this, but abandoning the strategy that we've established in the Middle East, we really do that at our peril.
And I commend you and Heritage, because I know it's official policy that until that Electoral College meets, until everything is a done deal, we do not have a president-elect. And that's what we're doing here on America First, because we had A.G. Paxton on from Texas just a moment ago, and things are getting very interesting. We've been talking to Jim Carafano. We're going to have to... later today I get home, I'm going to tweet out the titles of all those movies so you can check them out that Jim recommended. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans right now can attest to that, including Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debron? Of course you do. Go now to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.99. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Did you like that from Jim Carafano? One of our listeners, our good buddy Ray from Livermore, texted, "Sacred cows make great hamburgers." What a great quote from Jim. You're right, Ray. We are back. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It is also GunBroker.com Friday. GunBroker.com, the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, and so much more, especially ammunition. And we know that's tough right now. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings at GunBroker.com. You're going to find the gun of your dreams. I have more than once. Check it out. And also bookmark it, gunbroker.com. And our special guest is, this is the kind of guy who's on YouTube, and whenever I get a notification that one of his new videos has dropped and I watched his brand new one 7 hours ago as I was prepping for the show on the disappointing new Colt M4, when I get notifications, I watch that video. They're that good. It is the Military Arms Channel, and it's Tim Harmsen. Tim, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
We have to chat offline. We have to finish some little business with that BRNO 7.5. But we can do that privately because I need one of those. But I'm angry. I'm disappointed in Mac. Tim, I saw the video of if I could only have 5 guns. And maybe I missed the director's cut. But I did not see the FN foul, Tim.
I know. What was I thinking? I had to make practical choices.
Did you have a Biden moment? What happened? Did you have a senior moment? What happened?
I think I had a Biden moment because now that you bring it up, I feel really remiss and guilty. I probably should reshoot that video.
But hang on. You're not telling me that you didn't get a million comments. I mean, your YouTube channel, how many? You've got like 1 million followers. There's no way you didn't get blasted for leaving out a gun. I know you love it. It's the arm of the free West. What happened? Did you get comments?
Oh, got lots of comments, mostly because I didn't bring up the X-95, because I love bullpups too, because I didn't bring up AKs,
okay.
Because for a long time I was an AK guy. I got it from all sides.
How tough was it to come up with those 5 weapons, your essential armory? How tough? How long did it take you to decide that, Tim?
It took a while, and we had to whittle it down. And I even talked about that a little bit in the video, you know, why I made the choices I did.
Right.
And, you know, it was based on practicality and not based upon anything other than if I could only have 5 guns to shoot going forward and I could never have another one, what would it be? And there's nothing else, you know, to be read into the video. It was just that topic. And, you know, I just picked the ones I felt that I would have the most fun with.
Check it out. It's a great video. Seriously, I know he loves the FAL, as do I. Check it out, the Military Arms Channel, right now after this show. 1.1 million subscribers. Have you also moved? Because, you know, we hate the guys, the fascists, the censorious people at Google and YouTube. Are you also opening a Rumble account, Tim?
I have. Parler and Rumble. We're all moving there because we have to. We really do. You know that.
Yeah, we have to. Follow this man right now on Twitter as well, Mac_Arms. Give us an update, if you will. Let's talk about the real world. Let's talk about, we had the guy from SB Tactical on as well. Is there any update to this obscene news that we've been hearing coming out of the ATF that's now trying to criminalize the pistol braces that have become so popular in America? I know you have so many great contacts. Is there anything that our listeners, our millions of listeners and viewers should know right now, Tim?
Well, I mean, now if you want a brace, get one. ATF has targeted those based upon, I actually talked to a person who was privy to a conversation in the room when it took place, when the Biden team was talking to ATF, asking them what their priorities were.
Wow.
And it was 2 things they mentioned, braces and 80% lowers, and ATF moved on 80% lowers today. This broke this morning.
What happened? Give us the news. Rating. What? So these are the lowers that you finish yourself. They're not actual receivers. What has the ATF done? Give us the breaking news, Tim.
So Polymer 80, which is the name of the company, kind of a pioneering leader in the industry, was raided by ATF, and we're just waiting to hear what for. But, you know, it's 80% lower. There's no such thing. It's kind of a marketing slogan. Either the ATF decides that piece of polymer metal is a gun or it is not.
Right.
If they say it is not a gun, then you can finish it and make a gun for yourself. And it's been that way since the founding of our nation. We have always had the ability to be able to make a firearm for our own.
Let me be clear, because most people don't understand this. They think that everything has to go through a dealer. You have to be a manufacturer, have to go through a background check. It is completely permissible to make a firearm for yourself. And this is the threat that they wish to change. Is that what you're hearing, Tim?
Yes, and they call that a loophole, which is absolute nonsense.
Yeah, And the ATF is also, let's explain what's going on here with the braces. They want to retroactively or change it to make all these types of weapons fall under the category of the section of weapons where you have to pay $200, get a background check. Is that the worst case scenario? Or what else are you hearing, Tim?
Yes, the worst case scenario would either be a surrender instruction order, much like the bump stock issue. Right. Or you have to register and pay a $200 tax per item.
Do we have any figures on you know, did anybody hand in or destroy their bump stocks? I mean, were there a lot of boating accidents in America suddenly?
Let's just say that there was mass noncompliance.
Mass noncompliance. And these fascists, these people think that they can do it with braces. I hear, last question, that more than 6 million of these were sold in recent years. Is that a right number, Tim?
Absolutely, and the ATF has long held through multiple determinations that they are not stocks. They don't change the classification of a pistol. It's still a handgun with this brace on it. They don't consider it a stock. But here they want to come back years later, after millions are sold, and then retroactively enforce a law that you purchased this item legally. They want to retroactively enforce this, not even law, it's just a rule change.
Right.
And then say, surrender your items or pay us $200 in tax and let us know what you have in the house.
And the most egregious thing of all, because we had the designer of the first pistol brace on the show, this was done to help a veteran, a wounded veteran, be able to fire his weapon safely. And this is what they wish to criminalize. Follow this man right now. He's a great patriot. His channel is superb. One of the best. The Military Arms channel. Check him out on YouTube, on Rumble, on Parler, on Twitter. He's Tim Harmson. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. God bless and Merry Christmas, Tim. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't have a script. I don't need talking points. I've lived it for 2 years almost now. I took Relief Factor for my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Within 2 weeks, I was pain-free. And you can see testimonials from across the country from Americans who are getting their lives back at relieffactor.com. Find out if it works for yourself. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. You deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia. Find out today by going to relieffactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. It just makes sense. Do it now, relieffactor.com.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
It only boggles your mind if you're Brian Stelter at CNN. Thank you so kindly. I love that cut. We are back. This is America First. Oh, by the way, did you hear what Jake Tapper said about the Texas lawsuit? We had the Attorney General of Texas on. And what does Jake Tapper think about the now 19 states that have approached the Supreme Court to be heard? This is video cut 6 from CNN's Jake Tapper.
These members of Congress and these attorneys general, they're going to be forever associated with this crap, with this insane, un-American, undemocratic lawsuit.
When is a lawsuit democratic or undemocratic? Either it's legal and has standing or it doesn't. But Jake Tapper thinks it's insane crap. Well, you know what we think of you? We think you're not a journalist and you're a hack. And you just showed yourself for what you are. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Greg in Phoenix, line 4.
Hey, Sebastian, real quick on a lighter side, do you have a favorite cigar, or did you?
I do. I love Monte Cristo number 2s, and my new smoke of preference is Oliva, the Melanio Reserve, and I love anything by the great people at Gurkha. Not Gorka, but Gurkha. What about you, Greg? What do you like to... what's your favorite rope?
Well, I'm an acid fan. I do like those, so they're not bad.
That is a very serious cigar. You have taste, yeah. Greg. Seriously.
I appreciate that. Well, on the important side, someone with better, clever brains will figure this out. But I've been thinking lately, the word Never Trumper, as awesome as it is, I think it gives them a pass. It gives them a pass on what they're saying no to. They're saying no to Trump, like Bush and everybody else. They're coming out and they're saying no to all these things. To me, I think they're corruption defenders. There's a reason these people don't want this stuff uncovered. There's a reason people don't want the election looked at. There's a reason Republicans want this to go away. Too many of them, and I include them all, need to be asked the question like Biden was asked, are you getting paid from China? Did you get any money from China?
Yeah.
There's way too much here. So I'm just thinking there's, like I said, somebody clever, more clever, whatever, better with the names and things. These people need to be called something when they're doing this. Basically, they're hiding corruption, and the question just simply needs to be asked,
well,
why?
Well, I think you're right, Greg. I think they're attacking Trump. They're Never Trumpers. Why? Because Trump is going after them for being corrupt. You nailed it. We have to come up with something that's catchy, like Never Trumpers, that encapsulates it. It's not about the man. It's about what he's doing to stop them. We also had a very interesting caller offline with, is it Pat? He was serving somewhere overseas, saying, what about the OPM hack? The millions of Americans who were hacked by the Chinese in terms of their private information. Could that be connected to what we're witnessing in the last 6 weeks in America? Good question, Pat. Jeff, stay on the line. We'll come to you next. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.